The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, the Chemical Reporter. Our question for today comes from a new homeowner, Jan from Husum. He recently installed solar panels on the roof of his house and wants to know how they work. Well, Jan, you and other homeowners with solar panels can thank the science of astronautics for your electricity. The first solar panels were used in the space program back in 1958. They are still at work supplying energy in space, and their efficiency has increased significantly over the years. How exactly do these solar panels work is what I asked the chemist Hans Noack.
Die Solarzelle besteht aus Silizium.
The solar cells consist of silicon, which is a semiconductor. Silicon is frequently found in nature. Silicon and water are the main components of our soil. Silicon itself does not create electricity, but the chemists and physicists have come up with an ingenious idea. They cut the silicon into thin layers. They put trivalent boron atoms into one layer, and on the other side, they added pentavalent phosphorus atoms. Because boron requires an electron and phosphorus can emit an electron, tension is created. When light from the outside comes in, the electrons start to move, and we can make the electricity flow.
Strom zum Fließen bringen.
The use of solar energy is increasing all the time. The country with the largest surface area of solar panels is Germany, which has about 5 million square meters, more than five times the size of Berlin. Scientists are already working on wafer-thin solar cells that are as thin and flexible as plastic foil. You would be able to sew it into your jacket and use it to charge your mobile phone. So, I would like to say goodbye until next week. This is your chemical reporter, Jeff.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.